story for those who are familiar. Take what you want, leave the rest. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of what I'm going to say that might push different buttons. And so the language that I'd like to share with you, which will be helpful, which is also mindfulness practice of the four foundations, which we'll go over, like our body talks to us, our minds talk to us, our emotions speak to us. We relate to different parts of ourselves. So even as you shared what you did, it just a simple shift in the language would be, a part of me is having difficulty with what you said. I think that was the language that you used. Something like that. I don't know exactly what that was. No, you didn't. I'm suggesting that you say that. That's my point. That you say, I'm having difficulty with this. If we say a part of me is, we can look at that part. So we're not here to solve what the difficulty is. We're here to see the parts of us and how we're relating to the difficulty. That doesn't mean, as a doctor and therapist and teacher, I don't want to cure all of you of every pain you've ever had and every suffering that you're going through. And there are tools to do that, whether it's the regular doctor or the psychiatrist or a medicine or a drug or an herb or whatever it may be, is there. But in the context of this retreat, the teaching is about the Buddha's teachings, about mindfulness, about compassion, and how if we bring that to our issues and wounds, this is the hardest thing. Without the attachment that I'm doing it in order to make something else happen because I don't like what is happening. And we're not wrong or bad because the pain that we're going through isn't something that we want to have happen. But when you change how you look at it and you change how you be with it, it changes. So we're here to explore that process. And I'm here to guide you in that process. And each of us will have our own issues, understandings, resistances, excitements, insights. Different parts of us will respond differently to different aspects of what I'm sharing because everybody here is in their own reality. So let me go through these intentions, unless somebody has a burning need to share, but thank you, but I think it's universal. We all have things going on in our lives, in our bodies, and with our families, with our health, that are really difficult, that are really challenging. And in that context, I'd like the spirit of our work, that's the first sheet, to be these seven intentions. If you would help and write them on the board. Okay.
Could I just share?
Sure, go ahead.
I recently ended a major relationship, and I went back to meditating, which I hadn't done at the end of the relationship when there was a lot of stress. And I'm a psychiatrist, and I'm very aware of early traumatic emotional experiences that are sort of remembered. And every time I meditate, I get tears in my eyes. And I'm put in touch, but I also feel it's very liberating.
No, wait until I speak.
So how to deal with traumatic experiences, yes. Emotional experiences.
Yeah. Again, these are big issues. I'm hoping to give you a few tools and ways of approaching that, but we all have a wounded child in us. If I get your email addresses, Thich Nhat Hanh has a wonderful article in Mindful Magazine on healing the wounded child, that when you're meditating, that comes up. And what does it want? It wants love. It wants compassion, whatever the pain. So it isn't that there aren't answers, and it isn't that there aren't things to do. But the context of this workshop is to let go of looking for the doing and explore the relationship and the being. And the real theme is, how can I be with this experience? Not, what do I do so I get rid of it? Not, what do I do so it doesn't happen? Not, what do I do so I can cure it or even heal it? How can I be with it? How can I have a relationship with it? Now, that's a challenge when it's painful and it's scary. And if we're all wounded in different ways, as wounded healers or as wounded people, since we're all the same, our reaction to the pain is to shut down because we have no choice. So we give people choices. How I look at that is, we're going to give you choices and resources you didn't have before. Not separate from the attitude and energy. What do I do about it? How do I fix it? How do I get out of here? What's the treatment? But what's the relationship, and how do I bridge the two? This is the integration of healing and curing. Okay. So this will get clearer as we go through the handouts. And the intention, the first one, is non-judging. So we're going to emphasize that, so you can write non-judging. So when you look up at the board, if you're in the middle of meditation, your mind is wandering and you're going, whatever, when we do different teachings of the Buddha, you open your eyes and go, non-judgment. Because what you'll notice is your mind is going to be judging. I like this. I don't like this. Should have come to the other retreat. I should have signed up for this. I wanted to have this. Who knows? Judging mind. That's how you'll appreciate, right? The second is patience. Not easy. If you carry the pain of a wounded child from abuse or the like, it doesn't go away. From a mind-body standpoint, the body bears the burden, the mind bears the burden, and it will come out. I see people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, they're telling me what happened when they were 5 years old. And they could have healed in many parts of their life, but they still may carry some of that wound because they didn't see it yet. They didn't touch it. And we give them resources and choices and ways of being with it to heal it, to see it. And patience is not easy when you're in pain. It's not easy at all. I mean, get me out of here. But there's a book by Pema Chodron that I brought to read from for you guys. The title pretty much says, The Wisdom of No Escape. If you know of Pema Chodron's teachings. And she talks a lot about loving kindness and the challenge that attitude and energy of wanting to get rid of and wanting to shut down closes us down in a way that causes more suffering. So we'll share all of that. I don't want to go too much into that. This will come out throughout the day. Okay? The third is beginner's mind. Okay, so you're here for the day. Nobody knew we were going to have to walk upstairs to get here. Okay, for me, I enjoyed it because it reminded me of the tiger's nest. So I appreciated that reference or remembrance. Okay, but just those three, to be in the moment, to be with things as they are. And I hope to give you a little inkling of how powerful that can be for healing and transformation. Simple example, I teach classes all over. Two people come to my beginning meditation class. Why are you here? I have migraine headaches. I've had migraine headaches for 20 years. I've tried acupuncture and chiropractors and massage and meditation retreats and whatever they've tried, they can't get rid of the migraine headaches. I'm a good doctor and therapist, but I'm not going to start like I have a better answer to get rid of your headaches than so-and-so. So let's explore your relationship to it, which may not have been the way that you've done it, but this is a very simple example. And I say to the class, first week of class, practice these things. Don't judge, patience, beginner's mind. Not easy when you've had terrible migraine headaches for 20 years and you spent your life trying to get rid of them because you suffer from them. And all I said was, forget, it's hard to say forget you have headaches, but don't meditate to get rid of your headaches. Just meditate. Just do it. You know, the Karate Kid? Remember the Karate Kid? This is what we're teaching. Wax on, wax off. My teacher, Jack Kornfield, you know, our minds are like a puppy dog. We're training our mind. You know, I want to do karate. No, just wax on, wax off. Karate will come. These two students came back the next week, and this is not everybody who meditates a certain way, it's going to cure your pains. That's not the point. It's just to give you a sense of relationship. And one person comes back and goes, I don't believe it. He said, first time in 20 years, I'm not trying to get rid of my headaches. I'm not angry at them. I just, somehow I was able to, you know, explore the intention to be with them in this way. The other person wanted to punch me in the nose. I tried to get rid of those headaches. I did everything you said. I meditated. It's still there. I can't stand it. They won't go away. I just want you to see, this is not judging, blame. There are a whole other reasons why a person might have headaches and the like. This is not to simplify it too much. But just the difference in that relationship. The suffering, that phrase, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. What's the first noble truth of the Buddha? They're suffering. What do we learn is the freedom. I teach one thing only, suffering and the end of suffering. We don't teach get rid of the suffering. We teach see the truth of it. And in seeing the truth of it, our relationship to it shifts. But we're so attached to that. And we're not wrong because we have this and that. Examples. And then we're going to meditate. So do our first meditation. From an illness standpoint, you know, there was a movie on the other day, The Theory of Everything. Stephen Hawking. You know who he is? He wrote the story about the universe. He was thinking about that. And if you saw the movie as well, that's not a fun disease to have. But I never read anywhere in any of the writings how he felt sorry for it, how he was angry at God, how he was... Now, there's not anybody here that would wish for that to happen to them. But that had happened to him, and how he chose to deal with it allowed him to stay alive, I think, for as long as he did, only being able to use his tongue. So for me, his inspiration is not his brilliance about the universe, but his way of dealing with his suffering of his life. Okay? Or Tuesdays with Maury, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the same illness, where we're smiling. People smile. Oh, nice. Because that's the relationship he chose to have with it. We all have stuff going on and the reality of relationship. Now, this is not separate from, this is the challenge, find the right doctor, find the right therapist, find the right treatment, find the right thing to do that's appropriate to treat the condition and solve the problem. But that's not what we're here. We're here to integrate the other piece of it. Because dis-ease tells a story not just of your cells and your diagnosis and what they tell you is wrong with you and your body. It tells the story of the self, of the childhood trauma, of the life trauma, of the relationship trauma that's living in our what's happening. And that's the story that we want to listen to. And that story is being told to you every time you close your eyes and be with your breath or be with your body, and a pain comes or a fear comes. And so this is a chance to see that relationship and be aware of our attachment to it, to not judge ourselves. We just had Valentine's Day, so we're going to continue Valentine's Day. Today is about loving yourself just the way you are. As much as you want to fix and cure and get rid of every issue that you brought here, I want to help you do that too. But let's do it with love. And these three intentions, and we'll write the other four, and I won't speak about them now. Trust is number four. Non-striving. Karate Kid, when am I going to do karate? No, just wax on, wax off. A tough one. Acceptance. I don't want to accept it. Okay, don't. See, choose. I'm not here to tell you what to do to get anywhere. I'm here to help you see the truth of what's happening inside of you for you to choose your path of how to be with it and give you tools to be with that. These are some of the tools, these intentions, along with compassion, along with loving kindness. Not easy. I mean, if I'm seeing a patient who comes to me who's had chronic pain for 20 years and I hear acceptance, they want to punch me in the... Well, I don't want to accept it. I don't want to be... I've been with it for 20 years. What are you talking about? So it's changing the nature of that being. That's called transforming that in that way. And hopefully you'll experience today that that has power. Okay? So let's do the first meditation. We're going to go through the mindfulness practices of the four foundations of mindfulness, which are meditating on the breath and body, meditating on the mind, meditating on the heart, with these intentions. These intentions make up unconditional love with yourself and the baby inside that's screaming and crying and saying, please love me, please hold me, please embrace me. Please see me. Even though I'm hurting. Even though you wish I wasn't here screaming at you. That's the challenge. So let's close the eyes. We're all beginners, even though many of you may be very experienced meditators. But whenever I sit, I'm a beginner. Tune into the breath. Come into the moment. A very nice phrase, not too tight, not too loose. Finding that body posture where you're sitting still and alert and erect. coming into the moment. Be here now. Very simple.